What makes the Asheville Clinic unique, and what role did it play in the General Assembly's passage of the new abortion law last summer?
At last check last summer, there were 16 clinics in the state that perform abortions, but only one of them, FemCare in Asheville, is licensed at a set of stricter standards called Ambulatory Surgery Center Standards. Those standards will now become statewide, likely on the near horizon, because of the bill passed last summer.
Was the clinic treated any differently than any other women's clinic in the state that offered abortion services?
Three were suspended last summer, one in Charlotte, one in Durham, and one in Asheville. If there is a way that Asheville's clinic was treated differently, it was in the amount of publicity that attended the suspension.
Before we get to the publicity, who pressed the Department of Health and Human Services for inspection records of clinics around the state? And it's my understanding that request was made well before the new abortion law was passed.
We found in the papers correspondence between two leading anti-abortion legislators, between those legislators and DHHS, regarding the inspection history of FemCare and other clinics in the state. Again, as you said, some weeks and months before the bill actually passed.
The resulting records check you reported noted that FemCare hadn't been cited with any major deficiencies since 2006.
That's right, and we've also learned from the records that there were, in fact, no complaints about FemCare's operations during that span of time as well.
The abortion bill was part of a motorcycle safety provision, and that generated national attention.
At one point it was, yes. It was bundled up with motorcycle safety, and that led to some mockery, certainly on the national stage.
Another reason it generated national attention is that Pat McCrory had stated during the campaign in a public debate with his Democratic opponent that he wouldn't sign any new abortion restrictions, and then after becoming governor had said he would veto an early version of the bill that was passed.
And yet he ultimately signed the new bill, which does have a set of new rules in it, some of which will be enacted on the near horizon.
After the bill was passed, FemCare was cited for nearly 24 violations.
Yes, the inspectors came a couple weeks before the bill passed, but just after the governor signed the bill, a couple days after, FemCare received a notice that it would be suspended for those rules violations.
How did DHHS handle news of the suspension differently from other citations and suspensions that were issued for other abortion clinics?
In the cases of the two clinics that had been suspended previously in the McCrory administration, those in Charlotte and Durham, there was no publicity push surrounding the suspensions. In this case, both DHHS and McCrory's office waged what appears to be something of an orchestrated publicity campaign to get the word out about the suspension.
So did the documents that you received from the McCrory administration make it clear that they wanted the suspension of abortion services in Asheville, they wanted that to be widely disseminated and known?
Absolutely. Both officially from your regular spokespeople at DHHS, but then the governor's top press aides on their own sending emails to reporters in Raleigh and elsewhere saying, look, here's a story. You need to get this out.
A WRAL reporter asked via email, have there been complaints or evidence of patients harmed at FemCare? That was the direct question. And what was the reply?
Yeah, elsewhere in the record, certainly it's made clear that there had been no complaints against FemCare in that seven-year window.
Yet the Department of Health and Human Services issued a press release with a banner headline, DHHS takes steps to protect health and safety of North Carolinians. And then the release went on to say, egregious violations of existing rules that revealed an imminent threat to the health and safety of patients.
It was certainly strongly worded and made a big impact. We should note that the clinic was able to resolve its violations over the course of the next 2 or 3 weeks and again became fully operational.
DHHS is approaching an April 1 deadline. What's it to do by April 1?
Last year's abortion bill instructed DHHS to come up with a plan to enforce these higher ambulatory surgery center standards at clinics across the state. The deadline for them to report on how the department might do that is April 1.
And is there any indication that they're having trouble meeting that deadline, or do they fully expect to step forward with their recommendations?
I would imagine they'll hit it. I know an interim report that was due in January was delivered on time. And we'll certainly be reporting on any forthcoming report.
John Elliston is the investigations and open government editor at Carolina Public Press, an online news service, and a frequent contributor to WCQS. Thank you very much.
Thank you.